Filmmaker Gregory Nava thinks some of the best stories to tell are family tales. This past Wednesday on PBS, Nava returned to a theme he first presented on the big screen with his movie Mi Familia. It's about an extended Latino family living in East Los Angeles. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, the show is public television's first new dramatic series in years and was originally commissioned by commercial network CBS.
The Santana soundtrack and street scenes on Cesar Chavez Avenue are the first clue that American family is different from what's usually shown on broadcast television. In the Chicano barrio of East L.A., Cisco Gonzalez, the youngest of four children, chronicles his family's antics with a video camera and internet website.
Mom's birthday is always a major event in the Gonzalez family. Here's my crazy family arriving. My sister Nina, the self-appointed savior of the known universe. Now she's up for this big job in Washington. I don't think Washington's ready for her. My yuppie scum sister, Vanji. She lives in Brentwood of all places. Can you imagine?
The Gonzalez family has other opposites. The good son, a doctor, and the bad son, an ex-convict with a history of heroin and gangs. Brazilian actress Sonia Braga plays a stoic matriarch. Raquel Welch is crazy Aunt Dora, the drama queen. And then there's Edward James Olmos as Jess Gonzalez, the brood's cantankerous father, a part Olmos says he modeled after his own brother.
It's a wonderful character. It's a cross between Archie Bunker and Zorba the Greek. Archie Bunker, who's conservative, very right of center, and Zorba the Greek, who was in love with life and emotion. It's a lot of fun. It creates a real good tension.
If some of the characters' themes and settings seem familiar, that's because they are. Director Gregory Nava says he lifted ideas from his earlier works.
Well, all the films that I've made have always had family at their core, in one way or another. That was true of El Norte, it was true of Selena, and also Mi Familia. And of course, if you're Latino, that's natural because the family is what is at the center of our culture and our community. It's the most important thing that we have.
Nava created American Family for CBS, but after seeing the pilot, network executives turned down the series without much explanation. But they did allow Nava to shop the pilot elsewhere. The pitch worked at PBS, says Senior Vice President of Programming Jacoba Atlas.
It fits right in with the PBS mission of presenting diverse stories and people you don't get to see elsewhere on television. I do think, honestly, that if we had a fabulous production come to us that was about an Anglo family, we probably wouldn't have jumped at the chance to do it because it wouldn't have been unique.
Depicting the dreams and realities of Latino life would seem a tricky responsibility for any fictional television show, and sometimes problematic for the folks whose lives the show tries to represent. Adair Campos' father owns a barbershop just like Jess Gonzalez's in East L.A.
Some of it was realistic. I liked the fact that they had professionals. I resented the fact that they had to have the stereotypical right out of the pen kid. Does he have to come out of prison? They have to have one guy coming out of the pen with a crackhead ex-wife? Why does that have to be there? They didn't have to.
Actor Issa Morales says he understands how his character in the show could seem at first like a stereotype.
I was like, okay, wait a minute. On my own people's show, I gotta be an ex-con. What's that about?
Right now, Morales is also starring on ABC Television's NYPD Blue as a police lieutenant. But on this show and on Resurrection Boulevard on Showtime, he plays a parolee.
But the fact is that it's a reality in our community. We have too many people in prisons, and I think disproportionately so. And I like that we're representing that part of our, in both cases, of our community. In both cases, I am trying really hard to get my life back together. It's someone who's trying to redeem himself, his life.
Reviews for the show have been mixed. Newsday's TV critic Noel Holston salutes much of the acting, but says the show comes off as a, quote, cringe-inducing histrionic mess.
There's too many heavy-handed bits of dialogue and just stuff that just sort of screams, you know, look at me and recognize that, you know, we're regular Americans like everybody else. It's just what happens when you're forced into the position of trying to redress 50 years of neglect in one show.
Holston goes on to say it's not uncommon for a new show to have a bumpy start. Gregory Nava has the rest of the season to work out the bugs. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.